Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to visit the park, we'll take a musical trip to Monterey, encounter some ragamuffins, make an appointment with the podiatrist, and await the dawn. All of the topics on this evening's show have one thing in common, and I'm sure a few of you have already figured out what it is, just from the segment topics. But if you haven't realized by the end of the show, I'll let you know just what the common thread is. For this first segment of the show, we're going to visit the park. Here are Henry Hudson's Melody Men.
Up and understand, strolling in the park. Park Parade. Yippee! Ain't love grand?
Body should relax after all the wear and tear. Get that oxygen your body lacks, get it in the open air. Go and find a little rendezvous underneath the starry skies. Take someone like me along with you for a little exercise. Petting in the park, bad boy. Petting in the dark, bad girl. First you pet a little, let up a little, then you get a little kid. Petting on the sly, oh my. Act a little shy, oh why. Struggle just a little, then hug a little, and cuddle up and whisper this. Come on, I've been waiting long, why don't we get started? Come on, maybe this is wrong, but gee, what of it? We just love it, petting in the park. That boy, petting in the dark. That girl, what you doing, honey? I feel so funny, petting in the park with you. Up a little, then you get a little kid. Petting on the slide, beady body bum. Act a little shy, beat 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 doo. Struggle just a little, then hug a little, cuddle up and whisper this. Come on, I've been waiting long, why don't we get started? Come on, maybe this is wrong, but gee, what of it? We just love it, petting in the park. That boy petting in the dark. That girl, what you doing, honey? I feel so funny, petting in the park with you.
Dick Powell singing the Al Dubin lyrics to Harry Warren's tune, Petting in the Park. This recording was made on May 23rd, 1933, but the song was also in the Warner Brothers musical film Gold Diggers of 1933, where it was sung by Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler, who also tap dances in the number. Before Pettin' in the Park, it was the Park Parade, sung by Jack Cooper with Ivor Kirchen and his band from a rather crackly 78 on the British Rex label, recorded in London on May 25, 1939. Ivor Kirchen was born in 1905 and started out as a band leader in London at age 16, and played for dancers until he retired over four decades later in 1967, including through the war years. In fact, he was conducting the band at Covent Garden Opera House when the roof of the building was blown off in mid-performance by a bomb. We started off that park set with another British band, Harry Hudson's Melody Men, with Al Boley singing A Bench in the Park. Jack Yellen wrote the words and Milton Eger the tune and that arrangement. That Edison Bell Winner 78 was made in London in September of 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For the second segment of this week's One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, we're going to visit Monterey. Here's Jack Albin and his Hotel Pennsylvania music.
Thank you. my pretty little señorita, my little Rose of Monterey. I pray that when I get to Monterey, I'll see my little señorita, my little Rose of Monterey. Her pretty Spanish face, Spanish grace, can't help loving, that's all. Long to hold, just to fold, what is wrapped in a shawl. And so, I think I'll soon be on my way to see my little señorita, my little Rose of Monterey.
Thank you.
Well, there you had Ray Miller and his orchestra, who were on the way to Monterey on February 5th, 1925. On the Way to Monterey was written by Neil Murray and Ben Black, the same team which brought us Beside a Silvery Stream and Moonlight and Roses. Neil Murray, whose real name was Charles N. Daniels, also collaborated with Byron Gay on the song Rose of Monterey, which we heard sung by Van Fleming with Herman Kennan's Hotel Multnomah Orchestra on a Victor 78 made March 8, 1928. We began that Monterey segment with Jack Albin's Hotel Pennsylvania music, and It Happened in Monterey. It Happened in Monterey was written by Billy Rose and Mabel Wayne and sung there on March 20, 1930 by Bill Cody. And obviously, what happens in Monterey doesn't stay in Monterey. So, you have a park in the bench, and It Happened in Monterey. Have you figured out yet what the commonality is? If not, the next record will be a big hint. But first, have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear? Have feedback on the show or a question or comment about the music? Well, in addition to communicating via the website, the Facebook page, email, and the post office box, you can now call the Rapidly Rotating Records studio line. It's available 24/7, and the number is easy to remember. 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or, for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. I look forward to hearing from you. And you. And especially you. Merriam-Webster defines ragamuffin as a ragged, often disreputable person, especially a poorly clothed, often dirty child. Hotel Pennsylvania Music started off the last segment, and here they are again to start off this ragamuffin set.
To you about the love of someone who they call the ragamuffin Romeo. He'd sigh and wail as lovers do when thinking of his sweetie too, poor little ragamuffin Romeo. In dreams only they had ever met, and at dawn he'd awake, all so lonely for his Juliet. And then he would take his little sack and hit the road, a-picking rags at each abode, poor little rag, a muffin Romeo. Thank you.
Hotel Pennsylvania Music started off that segment with Ragamuffin Romeo, written by Harry DaCosta and Mabel Wayne. The vocalist on that Odeon recording from April 8, 1930 was Bill Cody. That was followed by duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman with Ragamuffin, written by Jesse Greer, and recorded by Victor on March 26, 1929. We ended the set with Ape Man, a Jimmy Blythe composition from a Paramount 78 recorded in Chicago in October of 1926. So what does Ape Man have to do with Ragamuffins? Well, it was performed there by Blythe's Washboard Ragamuffins, consisting of Jimmy Blythe on piano, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, and washboardist W.E. Burton. Composer, bandleader, and multi-instrumentalist W.E. Buddy Burton was born Evans Burton, Jr. in Louisville, Kentucky in 1890. He appears on a number of 1920s Chicago Southside jazz and blues records as a vocalist and also playing drums, washboard, piano, celesta, and kazoo. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. We're also now part of the Global Community Radio Network and want to welcome listeners to WRST from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. Let us hear from you on the Rapidly Rotating Records studio line, 1-234, play 78s. The fourth segment of this special One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is all about what Fats Waller refers to as pedal extremities. Here's Leo Reisman and his orchestra.
Thank you.
If you have flat feet, you see a podiatrist. If you have loose feet and you're the syncopating Skeeters, you record a tune by Spencer Williams called Loose Feet. That Bell 78 was made in New York in December of 1922, and the syncopating Skeeters are possibly Jimmy Durante's New Orleans jazz band with Jimmy Durante on piano. Before the syncopating Skeeters was another great washboard band, Lemuel Fowler's Washboard Wonders with Frisky Feet. The washboardist on that April 6, 1926 Columbia recording made in New York was Al Brunson. The Washboard Wonders had Frisky Feet, but the original Dixieland jazz band had Fidgety Feet on June 25, 1918. Fidgety Feet was written by the group's founder, cornetist Dominic James Nick LaRocca, and Larry Pat Shields, who played clarinet in the band. We started that pedal set with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Happy Feet, played at a relatively pedestrian tempo. That's not necessarily bad, but it's just about half the speed of most other recordings of Happy Feet. Perhaps vocalist Lou Conrad wouldn't have been able to keep up at a faster pace. That recording is from April 9, 1930, and of course Happy Feet was composed by Milton Ager with the words by Jack Yellen. You probably think that in addition to being a girl's name, dawn is the beginning of the day, and that is vaguely correct. There are actually three different but very precise definitions of dawn. Civil dawn is the moment when the geometric center of the sun reaches 6 degrees below the horizon. Nautical dawn occurs when the geometric center of the sun is exactly 12 degrees below the horizon and dates back to when sailors used the stars for navigation. Before nautical dawn, most stars are still clearly visible. Finally, astronomical dawn is when the geometric center of the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon. Until astronomical dawn, the sky is still absolutely dark. Now, just try and name another vintage music radio program where you're going to find out that kind of vital information other than right here on rapidly rotating records. Oh, and by the way, civil dawn occurred this morning here in Avalon on Catalina Island at 6:25. Here's George Olson and his music to start off a segment about the dawn.
A new day is born. The world is singing the song of the dawn. Birds are waking, hear them welcome the morn. They're sweetly singing the song of the dawn. Yesterday the sky was gray. Look, this morning it's blue. The smiling sun tells everyone, come and start life anew. Sing hallelujah, for the dark night is gone. The world is singing the song of the dawn. Thank you.
We started off this final segment of this special One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with George Olsen and his music, and Donald Novus singing Song of the Dawn, another Yelena Dagher song. That Victor record was made at the Hal Roach Studios in Culver City, California on March 19, 1930. That was followed by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with Dick Robertson vocalizing on Then Came the Dawn, December 3, 1928. That's an Al Dubin-Harry Warren collaboration. We finished up with a Triple R debut. Jack Purvis on cornet, accompanied by John Scott Trotter on piano, Gene Pinky Kinsel and George Rose on guitars, Paul Weston on string bass and Joe Dale on drums, with Mental Strain at Dawn. That OK 78 was made in New York on December 17, 1929, and Mental Strain at Dawn was written by Jack Purvis. I'm sure at least some of you have figured out that each of tonight's segment topics began with a recording of a song featured in John Murray Anderson's lavish 1930 musical review, filmed in two-color Technicolor, King of Jazz, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, headlining an all-star cast. I was fortunate to be able to attend last week's West Coast premiere of the newly restored film at the Samuel Goldwyn Theater in the headquarters of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in Beverly Hills. The restored film is being shown again locally at next weekend's 52nd annual CineCon Classic Film Festival in Hollywood. For information about CineCon and for tickets, visit cinecon.org. CineCon.org. For information about the film, search King of Jazz on Facebook. And for information about or to order the lavish book by James Layton and David Pierce, go to kingofjazzbook.com. In 304 pages and with 306 color and black and white photographs and illustrations, it reveals every detail of the making, release, and restoration of Universal's musical extravaganza. That's kingofjazzbook.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.